Locked On Giants, your daily New York Giants podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Hello, New York Giant fans. Welcome to another edition of Locked On Giants, part of the Locked On Podcast family, your team every day. Patricia Traina here with you. Happy Friday. It is September 13th, Friday the 13th. And let's hope it's a good Friday for everybody. Let's hope it's a good weekend for the New York Giants, who this weekend hosts the Buffalo Bills in their 2019 regular season home opener at MetLife Stadium. It'll be a 1 o'clock kickoff, and Giants coming off the big loss in Dallas, looking to get it together, get back on track, and avoid their third straight 0-2 start to a regular season campaign. So on today's show, what I thought I would do is try a new feature out. And I'm calling this feature the Friday Five. Now, those of you who have read me in the past know that I used to do a Friday Five with my former co-host, Ed Valentine of Big Blue View. And what we used to do is we used to give each other five questions about the upcoming game. And we had to pretty much give our thoughts about, you know, how we thought things would play out, strategy, approaches, and that sort of thing. Well, since I'm all by my lonesome, what I thought I would do is I would identify up to five different keys to the game, things from my research that I think are necessary for the Giants to come out on top and give themselves the best chance to win. So I did a little research looking at some game tape, looking at some statistics, looking at some trends on NFL Remarkables Inside Edge, looking at Pro Football Focus, and I put together some thoughts, which I'm going to present to you on the program. So let's get started. First key to the game. Now, this is an interesting one that kind of jumped out at me. Bills quarterback Josh Allen has a 54.9 passer rating when throwing to the right side of the field. All right, that is the lowest of 28 qualifying quarterbacks since last season. Now, when you look at the Giants defense on the right side of the field, Janoris Jenkins usually plays that right cornerback, which means theoretically, if you see Janoris Jenkins versus, say, DeAndre Baker, who's a rookie, or Antonio Hamilton, who's inexperienced and had a rough time of it, you're probably going to attack the left side of the field quite a lot if you're the Bills. So what I'm interested to see is how the Giants play their cornerbacks. Are they going to maybe flip them and put Jenkins on that other side and move Baker and or Hamilton to the right side? Are they going to, you know, leave the corners as is? You know, I'm just curious to see how that's going to work, because right now, given the lineup and the way the Giants defense is situated, you're playing pretty much into the Bills' strength in the passing game, according to this statistic, meaning that if Josh Allen goes after the left side of the field where he has had better success, and he's got, you know, DeAndre Baker and Antonio Hamilton back there, you know, it could potentially be a long afternoon. Now, to be fair to Baker and to Hamilton, both guys went to work this week. Both guys really sought to correct the issues that they had last week against the Cowboys. Now, we in the media do not get to see the practices, so I can't sit here and tell you that, yes, everything is going to be all right. I would like to think with each passing week, they're going to get better and better and better at what they're doing. But, you know, time will tell. And defensive coordinator James Betcher, when he spoke to the media on Thursday, said that they have a plan for the cornerbacks and for the Bills passing game. So we just got to hope, cross our fingers, cross our eyes, our toes, or whatever, that the plan that they have somehow takes away that left side of the field where Josh Allen has had success throwing the ball in his career. All right, another key obviously, and this is going to be an obvious one, I think, is on third down. Now, we know last week the Giants defense could not get off the field. They struggled on third down. And here's an interesting stat for you regarding Josh Allen and the Bills. Josh Allen has a 55.8 passer rating when throwing on third down, which is the lowest of 28 qualifying quarterbacks. The average rating, by the way, is 88.6. So, obviously, the key here is going to be force a third and long so that you have an obvious passing down. All right, so what do you do here? Hello, Dexter Lawrence. You get Dexter Lawrence more involved. You know, Dexter Lawrence, especially on the run, one of the reasons why they brought this kid in is he's a run stopper. All right, big body kid who can take up multiple blockers, who can create congestion in the middle of the field. The Giants need to force those guys, those Bills running backs, to the outer edges of the field. If they're coming up the middle, it could be a long day for the Giants running game. And, you know, Dexter Lawrence, I think, is going to be a big key. I think last week Lawrence only played, I want to say, 28 snaps. This week, I fully expect he's going to see a lot more than the 28 snaps that he saw in last week's game. All right, folks, you're listening to Locked On Giants with Patricia Traynor. We have a few more keys coming up. We're going to take our first break, come back, and get to it. So stay with us. Hey, Giant fans. Now that it's football season, most days I'm so ridiculously busy that I barely have time to make myself a sandwich for lunch. Well, thanks to DoorDash, I no longer have to. When hunger calls, I simply open up my DoorDash app, select a restaurant whose food I'm craving, enter my order, and then get right back to work while the restaurant and DoorDash do the rest. Folks, I cannot tell you just how much of a time saver DoorDash really is, and I absolutely love that I can have whatever cuisine I happen to be craving delivered in a timely manner. I've also used the app to try out new restaurants around my city, and I've discovered quite a few new favorites. DoorDash is available in all 50 states and in Canada. And right now, our listeners can get $5 off their first order when you download the DoorDash app and enter the code LOCKEDON at checkout. Don't forget, that's promo code LOCKEDON for $5 off your first order from DoorDash. Welcome back, Giant fans. Locked On Giants, Patricia Traynor here, and I'm running down some keys to the game. Keys that hopefully will result in a Giants victory over the Buffalo Bills Sunday, 1 o'clock p.m. kickoff at MetLife Stadium. I'll be there. I'll be live tweeting. I'll be answering your questions. Hope you will tune in and hope you will join me on Twitter at Patricia_Traynor. Let's get back to some statistics and some potential keys. This was an interesting one, especially with all the discussion about getting Saquon Barkley more touches in the game. Now, obviously, that's been a hot topic all week. Saquon Barkley had a career low 11 touches in the running game last week and only 4 receptions. I think he was targeted 6 times in the passing game, had only 4 receptions. So here's something interesting that I uncovered in film work as well as statistically speaking. Barkley is averaging 9.4 yards per carry, which is the best of 36 qualified running backs whenever he rushes to the right side of the offensive formation. And this is going back now to last year. In fact, the New York Giants running backs are averaging 8.2 yards per carry when they attack the right side of the formation. Now, why is this significant? Because in looking at the Bills' defensive front, they have Jerry Hughes on the left side of the formation, and then they have left defensive end Trent Murphy, who's going to be on the Giants' right side of the formation. So, wouldn't be shocking to see Saquon Barkley and the Giants running game try to attack that left side. Really, what I would do if I were designing this game plan is I would send a lot of those runs to the outside. I would not send them up the middle where usually they have their, you know, success. The Buffalo Bills up the middle are very, very stout with Ed Oliver, in the middle, that the talented rookie that they've added. They also have a star, Latolai, I think is how you pronounce the gentleman's last name. So I would go after those defensive ends, particularly on left side or the right side, the Giants' right side, and see if I couldn't bounce a few of those runs to the outside and maybe get those into the second level where now maybe I'm getting my offensive linemen out there at the second level to, you know, pave the way. Now, also along those lines, you know, the Giants receivers, now they may be without Cody Latimer, depending on what happens with his calf. They may be without Sterling Shepard, who is in the concussion protocol, but Benny Fowler and Russell Shepard, who would be the projecting starting receivers if Shepard and Sterling Shepard, that is, and Latimer can't go. Those are two guys who are very, very good blockers. So I just have a feeling we're going to see a lot more running plays going to the outside against the Bills and certainly attacking the right side of the offensive formation, which would be the left side of the Bills' defensive front. All right, this next one is actually an individual matchup. And this is a matchup that I really like and I think the Giants can really capitalize on. Evan Engram, Giants tight end, versus Bills strong safety Jordan Poyer. Now, here's something to keep an eye on with the Giants. If Sterling Shepard does not play on Sunday because that concussion is not cleared and he is not released from the protocol, I could very well see a scenario in which Evan Engram, who had that big performance, you know, over 100 yards receiving last week against Dallas, I could see Evan Engram moving into the slot and taking on some of those snaps that ordinarily would go to Shepard in the slot. And I just like that matchup between Engram and Jordan Poyer. I just think if the Giants can get that matchup, that's going to be a real big one in their favor and one that they're going to have to exploit. I mean, I could see another big game for Engram this week in the passing game, especially again, if there is no Shepard and if Cody Latimer is not available to play. Engram, as we know, he's a tight end, but he's a receiver in a tight end's body. He's got that size. He's got the strength. He's a powerful runner. And I just really am excited to see that potential matchup, see what the Giants can come up with in that particular scenario. You're listening to Locked On Giants with Patricia Traynor. We're going to take our final break, come back with a few more keys, and then call it a show. So stay with us. If you found $100 on the street, would you pick it up or would you keep on walking? Well, of course you'd take the money. So why do you keep picking winners and not betting on them? Well, if you want to start putting money in your pocket, check out MyBookie. It's fast, it's easy, and they pay when you win. Let's face it, where you're betting is just as important as whom you're betting on. And when you bet with MyBookie, the options are endless. For example, did you know that MyBookie allows you to bet on games after kickoff? If by the second half it looks like your bet is going to lose, you can always just take the other side. Or if you're the kind of person that likes to bet a little and win a lot, try a parlay. If all your picks come through, you'll multiply your winnings. No matter how you bet, the NFL season is the best time of the year. And when you join MyBookie now and use the promo code LOCKEDON, MyBookie will double your first deposit. So go on and visit mybookie.ag. And don't forget, use the promo code LOCKEDON to activate this special offer for new users. MyBookie, you play, you win, you get paid. Welcome back to segment three of Locked On Giants. Patricia Traina here with you, and I'm breaking down some keys, some statistics, some facts, some matchups ahead of the Giants' week two home game against the Buffalo Bills this Sunday at MetLife Stadium. So let's go through a couple of remaining keys in this segment. And the Bills defense, let's talk about this Bills defense if we could. This is a defense that has speed from front to back. Now, when we look at the Bills game last week against the Jets, this is a team that probably should have lost that game. The Bills had four turnovers and they were still able to come back and win. Why? The Bills defense only gave up 8 points to a Jets offense that just quite frankly was not very, you know, concerted for lack of a better term. The Bills got sacks from four different players. And like I said, just a lot of speed on that Bills defense from front to back. Now there's a couple of matchups, a couple of players worth noting here. The first is rookie Ed Oliver, who's a defensive tackle. He's going to line up across from Giants right guard Kevin Zeitler, who, by the way, has a shoulder ailment. He was on the injury report with a shoulder ailment. Something just to keep an eye on. Zeitler is going to play. I'd be very surprised if he's not in the lineup on Sunday, but anytime, you know, an offensive lineman has a shoulder against the guy who is explosive and as agile as Oliver is, that could make for an interesting scenario. So it'll be interesting to see how Zeitler plays, if he is in a harness of any sort, and just if he has the necessary power to deal with Oliver. Ed Oliver, by the way, had four total tackles last week, two of which were solo, and a quarterback hit against the Jets. Lastly, another player in the Bills defense that I think we need to keep an eye on is linebacker Tremaine Edmonds. This is a guy who finished with five tackles last week, but who has speed to keep up with the likes of Saquon Barkley and Evan Ingram at that second level. All right, so if you remember, I said in the previous segment, get Evan Ingram into the slot, you know, move him around and whatnot. If the Giants are going to use Evan Ingram off the line, you know, as an inline pass target, try and take some shots with him down the field. I think last week the Giants really didn't try Ingram up the seam. I would much rather see him match up against Poyer than I would against Ed. I think if the Giants take a few more shots down the field, something they really didn't do last week, there could be some big plays there for the making. And, you know, as I've said, I think given the Giants' depleted receiver core, Evan Ingram is going to be a huge factor in the passing game this week. I think you may also see Barkley on a few of those wheel routes that we've been absolutely getting excited about, we being the media, that when we have seen them in the spring and in the summer. So basically what I'm getting at is yes, the Bills have a very stout pass defense. I think they're ranked third in the NFL, but I think the Giants need to take a few shots down the field, you know, put their best guys out there, which would be Barkley and Ingram, and see what happens. I mean, you know, look, nothing ventured, nothing gained. And, you know, on that note, I just want to touch upon something that head coach Pat Shurmur said when he was asked about Barkley and how teams know that Barkley's going to be the guy and whatnot. That comment kind of bothered me a little bit, not so much because the comment is true. Teams do know that Barkley is going to be probably the focal point of the Giants offense. What bothered me about the comment was almost, I don't know, the way I interpreted it, and I'm sure this isn't how Shurmur meant it to be, but the way I interpreted it, it sounded like, okay, we're not going to take as many chances with him. We're not going to play our style of offense because we know that everybody's going to key on Barkley. And I just think that's not the greatest approach to take. I think if you are going out there and you know you've got this tremendous talent like you do in Barkley. Put them out there. Play your style of offense. Do what you plan to do and see if they can stop you. If they stop you, then you go to plan B, whatever that might be. But if you don't try plan A, if you don't get Barkley out there, get the ball in his hands, take some shots with him down the field, you know, run him on the edges or whatever, you know, the case may be, how do you know that those plays won't work? You don't. So nothing ventured, nothing gained. And let's hope that, you know, Pat Shurmur this week, as the play caller, does decide to get the ball into Barkley's hands more than he did last week. You know, the excuse about not having enough possessions just didn't fly with me. I mean, like I said, 54 out of 68 snaps Barkley was on the field for, and yet he only got 15 touches. Sorry, just not buying that excuse. So there you have it, Giant fans, my thoughts on the upcoming game. I think I actually gave you more than five, but hope you found the stats and the theories and the opinions interesting. We'll see, of course, what the Giants do. An 0-2 start wouldn't be very good. Hopefully, come Monday when we're back with the show, we are talking about a 1-1 team that is coming off of a home victory for its home crowd. So until Monday, Giant fans, thank you as always for listening. This is Patricia Traina. We'll talk to you again next week.